Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. A sheriff's deputy was dispatched to a local hospital yesterday evening after the sheriff's office received a report of a gunshot victim receiving treatment. A couple from Fortuna told the deputy that they had gone walking along the beach after parking their vehicle near the Samoa Beach campground. As they were walking, the couple reported hearing gunshots, and that's when the 28-year-old male victim felt a burning in his foot and buttocks and saw blood, and he realized he had been shot. The couple said they got into their vehicle and went to a local hospital. A deputy responded to the area of the shooting, but found no witnesses or suspects. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact authorities. The Del Norte office of the California Highway Patrol has reported another fatal traffic collision. The single vehicle incident happened yesterday afternoon near State Route 197. A Dodge pickup was being driven on a river access road just west of the highway when, for unknown reasons, the vehicle left the roadway and tumbled down an embankment toward the river. The truck ended up on its roof and then caught fire. Both occupants in the truck died. An investigation into the cause of the crash has begun. This is the third fatal collision on local roadways in the last 10 days. A California Highway Patrol officer working out of the Garberville area office arrested 43-year-old Fort Bragg resident Lemuel Verner following a high-speed pursuit. Verner was a suspect in a domestic violence incident that sent his girlfriend to the hospital with serious injuries. When Mendocino County deputies began their search for Verner, they were initially unsuccessful following the initial domestic abuse incident last Friday. A Be on the Lookout alert was issued for Verner, and he was later seen driving in Fort Bragg. A CHP officer and a deputy searching for Verner spotted him driving and attempted a traffic stop. Verner fled instead, leading law enforcement on a pursuit that reached speeds of 80 miles per hour and more before CHP officers finally ended the chase with a spike strip on Highway 1 just outside of Leggett. Verner was arrested and booked on several felony charges, including domestic battery and felony evasion. In a separate domestic violence incident in Covelo, Mendocino County deputies arrested 41-year-old Carlos Robano after he allegedly abused his wife during a dispute last week. Witnesses and the victim reported that Robano kicked his wife a number of times and dragged her by the hair in an effort to keep her from fleeing, all in front of the couple's 10-year-old son. Deputies arrived on scene and arrested Robano without incident, and he was booked on several charges, although he was later released on bail. And C&K Market, the parent company that owns and operates Ray's Food Place grocery stores, announced yesterday that it will be closing the Crescent City Ray's Food Place store. The company said increased competition and a down economy forced the closure, and that all employees will be offered jobs at other C&K Market locations, which include grocery stores and pharmacies. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai. And we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With the news that the Del Norte Area Office of the California Highway Patrol was investigating a single vehicle collision that claimed the lives of two occupants, we took a few minutes to speak with Chase Adams, the Public Information Officer for the Humboldt Area CHP. And Adams highlighted the winter weather, wet road services, and at times difficult driving conditions residents on the North Coast face.
Especially hail, it seems like, on the coast where it does put a couple of inches of slush or ice on the road, and then it's a slip and slide out there, and people, we have isolated incidents every year, every couple of years, where you just have a, you know, multi-vehicle, everybody's hydroplaning or slipping in the same area, and it becomes very dangerous if you don't reduce your speed and take all necessary precautions.
Adams went on to say that common sense and lower speeds are one way to help prevent a serious wreck.
As a general rule, you see people, typically what we see in some of these incidents is people pay attention to the speed limit sign. And if the speed limit is 55 on the highway they're on and they think they think in some way they're safe doing 55 even in adverse conditions, when the actual safe speed for the roadway could be, you know, all the way down into the 20s or 30s, depending, you know, on case-by-case basis, but depending on the weather conditions, visibility, debris or ice on the roadway, heavy rain, whatever the case may be, you have to use common sense and adjust your driving for the conditions.
CHP officers are also investigating a fatal crash that took place just north of Willits on Monday, as well as another crash that killed a honeydew man over the weekend. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.